Hey everyone, I'm Jonathan Grzbowski, and this is a Blind Entrepreneurship bonus episode sponsored by Penji, a podcast that helps entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision to profitability. This week's episode is all about living in the future. This is a very ominous episode, not gonna lie, because what does living in the future mean when so many of us can't even live in the present? Living in the future to me means that you are constantly thinking of ways to make your business and yourself better. By living in the future, you're also able to look at things different and prepare for things that you know will come. For example, it can be an unruly competitor trying to capture your market share, new updates to existing competitors, employees leaving, sales over exceeding expectations, hiring new people, and so many more. A good leader is a leader who is poised and prepared. They can absorb anything that is thrown their way because they've already reenacted this scenario in their own head for months prior. For years now, I wasn't looking towards the future. In fact, I wasn't even in the present. I was neck deep in crap that I had to do, and I had a massive to-do list that stopped and pretty much stunned my growth. This to-do list was so long and consistently being worked on that new things were barely able to make the cut. This act of catch-up destroyed me mentally, which is why I wanted to share my experience with how I got out of this block and am now living a more balanced life than ever before. First and foremost, the minute that you are able to commit yourself to living in the future, it's absolutely liberating. It's like this weight being lifted off of your shoulders. You are no longer living life by your to-do list and instead in control of it. So here are a few things that I did in order to live more into the future. Number one was I invested my time in creating a content calendar. The biggest lifesaver for me was when I started using a content calendar that our team created several months, I'd say even as far as maybe a couple years ago. The content team has been using their own content calendar for years now, and they've had a lot of success while doing it. So why not use something that we know works? I wrote a blog about it on penji.co, and I'll link it in the show notes for you to check it out. You can even download it for free. Basically, I use the content calendar as my Bible. It shares what is coming in and coming out. Everything is scheduled to the day. I know exactly what I need to do or create within that week or month. All of my interviews for the podcast are scheduled, as well as interviews that other people are interviewing me on their shows, travel, blog creation, and launch dates, video production, and even email campaigns are all on this one sheet. I've used content calendars before, but something about actually using it was so helpful to me. I made something that I know worked well for me, and I stuck to it. The visual representation of seeing my entire month was a great way to knock things off my to-do list. And just to add on to that, the content calendar isn't an actual like calendar, so to speak. It's more so a line-by-line item of every single day. And on the left-hand side, it's literally January 1st, to December 31st. So it's literally all 365 days mapped out in one little sheet. And again, that visual element is allowing me to prepare for the future. The second thing was I cut out entertainment, which is kind of extreme, but I realized that parts of my day were spent watching silly videos or getting involved in the world of social media. I do all of those things still, but nowhere near the extent of what I did. I probably spent close to 1 to 2 hours of entertainment a day, and now I turned that into 30 minutes max. That may not seem like a lot to a lot of people, but it was to me because I'm trying to optimize time as much as I possibly can. The extra time allowed me to get more done, especially the most optimal hours for me, which are right before bed and early in the morning as soon as you wake up. Because let's be honest, we all wake up with our cell phones, and having the ability to cut that out is, again, also liberating. The third is I use time blocks, and I use Apple Calendar, so I have a Mac, and so I have the calendar app constantly open on my desktop at all times, and I use it pretty rigorously because I also get notifications, and so I'll block certain hours out of the day in order to spend time on certain things. So for example, I'll have sales related email, maybe one part of the day, and it's usually towards the evening, and I won't look at my email until I get that alert. The fourth thing was that I got on a regimen. So at my core, I have a pretty crazy OCD at times, and not to devalue people who actually have OCD, this is a self-diagnosed OCD, but I am extremely robotic. I wake up at the same time, I do the same things in the morning, I go to bed relatively at the same time every night, I work out in the mornings just for clarification, and I prepare my meals on the weekends, and I usually prepare them for the entire week. I also cut out most meats, and I can honestly say that, well, I guess you can, if I were to classify myself, I would say that I am primarily vegetarian, but that will be discussed at another episode for another day. To summarize this episode, I had sort of a light bulb moment not too long ago when I realized that a lot of the things that I did on a routine basis simply didn't matter. Like, I would do things that just didn't move the business forward. I would do things that made me happy. In the end, that doesn't really get you anywhere. You could still do things that make you happy for sure, but in my eyes, not at the expense of the business. It's easy to do the easy things, but it's difficult to do the hard things, and the hard things require the most headspace. As always, please reach out at any time if you have questions. The email is hello@penji.co, or connect with me directly on any social media platform under Grzybowski J. You won't want to miss next week's episode where we talk about how to get more clients. Catch you next Thursday. And until then, everyone, go out there and execute your vision. Have a great rest of your day.